Hey, Janice here, This Woman Can, and welcome back to Reclaim 2020, where I'm sharing with you some strategies that you can adopt to make sure you roll into 2021 in the best possible way. We're overcoming some of the challenges that women face, from imposter syndrome, self-doubt, low self-esteem, and much, much more. So make sure you continue listening and catch up on previous episodes. As I work with women in a diverse range of industries and sectors, a common theme emerges: the ability to feel comfortable speaking up for ourselves, or self-advocacy. Self-advocacy is the ability to speak up for yourself and the things that are important to you. Self-advocacy means you are able to ask for what you need, as well as ask for what you want, and tell people about your thoughts and feelings. Self-advocacy means you know your rights and responsibilities. You speak up for your rights, and you are able to make choices and decisions that affect your life. Women are notoriously poor at self-advocacy, but the irony is that we excel at advocating on behalf of everyone else. We look after our children, we look after our direct reports, our colleagues, our relationships, our friends, and more. We excel at making a difference in creating better opportunities for those we defend. But we need to get noisier, bolder on behalf of ourselves. Every one of us needs to begin with the premise around a sense of deserving and knowing our self-worth. Most women I work with, do acknowledge that they hold themselves back. And admittedly, they also say that they're reluctant to raise their hands on many fronts, to share a bold new idea, take on a new project, and even ask for all important promotion and negotiating that raise. And if any of these aspects are part of your 2021 plan, or any future plans, or any topic for that matter, there are things you can do to ensure that you confidently make your contribution and secure your bag. So let me share with you some strategies. The first one is challenge your inner thoughts. Now, I talked about challenging your self-doubt on day 5, Self-Doubt Is Out. So make sure you go back and listen or watch that episode. Every single one of you, any of you listen to this, is entitled to get ahead. Recognize that those people in the room, or those who are sitting next to you, are not actually more deserving. Number 2, assume that everything is negotiable. This means that you should not accept what is proposed to you first off. This means asking for more on every single front. Whether it's responsibilities, whether it's raising your profile, a new mandate, title or promotion, adopt the perspective that you can and should negotiate. 3, take risks. By staying safe, you kind of preserve the status quo. Your leverage is your ability to take risks. If you fail, trust me, you'll recover. And all women who have been successful have failed. All women who have achieved great things readily acknowledge that these failures were paramount to their success. And you can hear all more about positive failure in day 6. Go back and have a listen. Now, the goal of self-advocacy is for you to decide what you want and then develop and carry out a plan to help you get it. It doesn't mean you can't get help if you need it or if you want it. It just means that you are making the choices, and you have to be responsible for the choices you make. So there you go. Let's see how you're going to self-advocate yourself. Until next time, take care.